who's over there. It's a great Joe Bartnick.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, this is our special. First of all, I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I hope you guys did.
And this is our, like, you know how we have in the summer, we have things to kill time. Well, this week, we're giving Johnny Bench a week off.
Well, he had to get one.
Yeah, and actually, he doesn't have a week off. He's working on it.
He's still working.
He worked on this, but yeah. He gets to do it. He gets to not, really.
We're not on a time crunch.
Exactly. So everyone can take a week off, and you still have puck off, so you don't have to. So you still have puck off. We're going to pick our all-star teams.
Yeah, I think this is a great idea. I had a hard time with it, though, I got to tell you. Because it's a tricky scenario.
Yeah, if you guys aren't aware or haven't been paying attention, or maybe idiosyncrasies are, this year's All-Star game, they're going 3-on-3, which is fabulous. It's going to be so much fun. But the trick of picking the teams are each and there's going to be money on the line. The Atlantic's going to play the Met, and the Central's going to play the Pacific, and then whoever wins out of those two teams is going to play in the finals. And there'll be money on the line. The thing that's interesting is that each team needs to be represented, though. So
that's the hard part.
Right. So, and the teams are made up of 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 2 goalies.
And a coach.
And a coach. And a coach. So, without further ado, the captain, who's on your Atlantic All-Star team?
All right, let me look. This really did, it was tough for me to do. Because, first of all, there's a lot of good players, so it's hard to make a decision.
That's the hard part.
And then the other hard part is you got to have someone represented from every team.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, they put all the Blackhawks on.
Exactly, and all the Red Wings.
And all, yeah. All right, Atlantic?
Yes.
Well, I had to go with we have 7 forwards. One of them I had to go with Datsyuk. I had to go with the Witch.
The Witch, yeah.
Okay. Krejci.
Oh, look at that. Good call.
Stamkos. Eichel.
Eichel, yes, sir.
You may not like this one. Bozak.
Look at you riding the hot hand.
He's got a hot hand, man. He's had the hat trick last night, so I'm going with Boz. And then your boy, Jágr.
Ah, look at that.
He's having a great year.
Absolutely.
And you got to put him on an all-star team.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, now, defense. All right, 3 defensemen. I'm going with Hedman.
Okay.
PK Subban.
There you go.
And Mr. Carlson. Okay. Goalie. Who else? Carey Price. And Mr. Bishop.
All right.
And my coach?
Yes.
From the Montreal Canadiens.
Ah, Michael Therrien.
Mr. Therrien.
Mike Therrien. What a call.
Was that okay, that team?
A fantastic team. Pretty much almost my team. And you actually just made me look silly because, I left Jágr off my team.
Come on, you did?
I left Jágr off my team.
I can't believe it.
And maybe because he said he didn't want to play in it, and he doesn't want to go. It's a young man's game, and he was being humble.
But look at his stats.
It's Jágr. I can't even believe. It's so funny because I actually put Datsyuk on as my just guy I want on the team because I love him.
Right.
Not even, yeah. I just put him on my team. I went, my team, because he'd be one of every team, representing the Buffalo Sabres, Jack Eichel.
Yep.
You went Krejci on Boston. I went Brad Marchand.
Oh, okay. That would have been my second choice.
You love him, you hate him, whatever side of the fence you're on. But for Tampa Bay, I took the great Steven Stamkos.
Yep.
I went Max Pacioretty. He's cooled down a little bit, but he was playing great. We were originally going to do this, I think, at Thanksgiving. Maybe my pick's a little older, but I was worried I lost that sheet like this morning. I'm like, oh my God, I got this again. But I went Max Pacioretty, the captain of the Canadiens.
Okay.
I went the Witch, and I went with the great. I went the great Dylan Larkin.
Wow.
Put some speed and enthusiasm on that team. And I did not go Tyler Bozek. I went with my man, the comrade, Leo Komarov.
Okay.
As my Toronto Maple Leaf
having
guy.
A good year.
For my defenseman, I went PK Subban, the Mr. Ekblad in Florida, and Erik Karlsson in Ottawa. And he really and Karlsson made me knock out a bunch of Ottawa guys. Hoffman's been playing good. Stone's been playing good.
I thought about Hoffman too.
Yeah, Stone's been playing good, but I had to go. I had to pick Karlsson. Goaltending, Carey Price, and I went with the great Bobby Lou. Let Bobby Lou take a spin.
Sure.
Let Roberto Luongo take a spin on the ice. And coaching, I should have went Therrien. You're making me look bad. Another one of my favorites. I should have went Therrien, but I went Mike Babcock.
Oh, Babcock's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, I just thought he really just went. Well, what's funny though is everyone wants to crap on Carlisle. Carlisle had them in the playoffs before he was fired.
It's true. true.
Okay, now the very fun Metro.
This is fun, man.
This is fun.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Although very tricky.
Very tricky.
Getting every team covered.
It really is.
All right, you want me to go first?
Sure, unless you want me to go. You made me look bad last time.
Well, that may not continue. Well, all right, I have Mr. Tavares.
No, oh, absolutely, Johnny T.
Yeah, you got to pick him. Ovi.
Ovi, have to pick him.
Nash.
Nash, have to pick Mr. Nash.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not going to like this one. Giroux. Got to pick him.
Yes.
Gino.
Gino, of course. Wearing the C for that team, of course.
Yeah. And Saad.
Brandon Saad, okay.
And Sid.
And Sid. Wow, look at that, right. Sydney.
Those are my
– Sydney throwing the first half of the season out the door there.
I know. I'm still – but you know what? Still potentially the best player.
There you go.
All right, now defense. Here we go. Justin Falk.
Justin, absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Carlson.
Carlson of the Washington, great pick.
And I don't know if you're going to like this one. Adam Larson.
Adam, there's your New Jersey devil.
I had to have a devil. And Mr. Larson is him.
There you go.
Is he.
There you go.
Okay, goal in goal. I know he's been a little shaky lately, but he's still the best in the East. Hank.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and Mr. Holtby.
Yes, Brandon Holtby.
Yep.
All right.
And my coach, Barry Trotz.
Barry Trotz. Perfect. Perfect. We're very close on this. Very, very close. It's funny who I left off the team. I left my man crush, Brandon Saad, off the team.
Can't believe that.
Well, but there's so many forwards.
Yeah, there's so many forwards. That's what makes it tricky.
And I left Backstrom off the team, and I love Nicholas Backstrom. And to me, he's great. He's underrated. But my Washington Capitol forward is Evgeny Kuznetsov.
Really?
I love Kuznetsov. He's
yeah,
amazing.
Kuznetsov's good. Yeah.
And of course, I picked Ovi.
Of course.
Ovi. So there's two right there from the Caps. Caps are in this a lot, actually. Number three, of course, I picked Gino. He's the captain
of
this
team.
You
got to.
He's selling popcorn intermission. From your Philadelphia Flyers. As you can see, I was going to pick Drew because I'm not a jerk, but Simmons is hot. I'm picking Simmons.
Okay.
Picking Simmons. Yeah,
Simmons is a tough guy.
I love Wayne Simmons. Yeah. He'll light him up. Yeah. Of course, the great John Tavares in there. And my New Jersey Devil, I picked up Palmieri.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I picked Palmieri, yeah.
Okay. Devils having a good year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They really a lot are. To pick from. I could have went Schneider. I could have went Larson. I could have went Schneider, but I think, you know, I'm not insulting Hank. And Holtby's just played too damn good not to pick Holtby. So
you got
to
pick Holtby. And Schneider would have been a good pick.
Yeah,
he's playing well.
I didn't know who not to pick then. I did not want to pick Hank, and I did not want to pick Holtby. Like, well,
and you almost have to pick Hank, even though he's been a little shaky the last week or two.
Yeah, beginning of the year, though, he was ridiculous. I agreed with you on Carlson. And Carlson on defense. And as for my Blue Jacket, I picked Jack Johnson because he probably needs the money.
Okay.
And, of course, Barry Trotz.
Barry Trotz.
Barry Trotz is
gotta
your coach.
Got to go with Trotzy.
Trotzy is the coach. All right. I think this was the toughest one of all now.
Which one, the Central?
The Central.
Central is tough.
Do you want me to go first on this one?
Yeah, go first on the Central.
Okay.
First of all, I don't mean to interrupt.
No.
Please. What do you think of the format? Do you like this All-Star format?
I love it. Are you kidding? I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 3-on-3. It's going to be amazing.
I've been sold on it.
It's going to be – I mean, it's going to be like 30 to 20, I think. I mean, who's going to stop any of these guys?
Yeah. Crazy. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I wasn't in favor of it. You know, I'm a traditionalist and – didn't really like the whole idea, the whole format.
And you came out against it early on, though.
Yeah, I did.
And then you turned.
And now it's starting to get me. I'm interested in it. I like it.
It's fun. I just remember the Red Wing announcer. That was the best. You like it? I thought you would.
Yeah, I agree with him. Man.
It was the best.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
Came
he,
to,
he's
when
right.
The witch was coming down with Larkin, it was like, you like it? I thought you would.
Yeah. I agree.
It's too much fun. It's too much fun. Because that's what we. What we love. We love the hits. And we love the fights, and we love the scoring.
The scoring.
And if you're not going to, and if you're going to take the fights out, if you're going to take the hitting out, give us the scoring.
Exactly. Good point.
You know, give us
good
something.
Good point.
These tickets aren't cheap.
No, that's right. And that this should be a add to some high scoring affair.
Yes. Now, there'll be some people who don't like some of these picks now, but for the Central,
this is the Central Division.
But here we go. Central Division. Here we go. Patrick Kane, of course.
Of course.
Tarasenko.
Yep.
Of course.
My boy.
Of course.
Yep.
From the Colorado Avalanche, Duchesne, in my opinion, of course.
Okay.
From Lindy Ruff's division leading Dallas Stars, Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin.
Yep.
Now you can say, I could have picked this guy, I could have picked that guy, I could have picked Parise, I could have done this. I went Hossa and Taves. I'm sorry. It's my all-star
homies,
game.
Homies, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to see Taves deserves to show up. I think Crosby deserves to show up. I didn't pick him, but I think he deserves to show up. And Hossa, what if it's 19-19 with 2 minutes left? Who you want on the ice? You want Marian Hossa.
Yeah, you do.
On defense, Keith, of course.
Of course.
Big Buff, of course.
Of course.
And I love Yossi, but you got to give it to Shea Weber.
There you go.
He's his partner. Being the lead dogs, a little bit easier. In the net, we got Dubs, David Dubnyk. We got Corey Crawford and your coach, Coach Q, Joel Quenneville.
You know what? It's so weird because I have – if I don't – No, some of my forwards are different.
Okay.
But very close.
It's a tough one to pick.
I had Kane, of course. Taves, Ben, Seguin. But I put Zach Parise in there.
Yeah, you love Parise.
I love him.
You love him.
I love him. And I have Iggy.
Ah, look at that.
Come on, I had to put him in for old time's
sake. There you go.
The
original, you're more of playing sentimentality. Iggy's playing great, though.
He is playing great.
No knock on Iggy.
And plus, experience counts in this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And Tarasenko.
And Tarasenko. I mean, the amount of talent. When it's going to be like Kane and Tarasenko and like Bufflin out there.
Think of some of the people you leave out. That's how good these guys are. And D, I had the exact same defense. I had Duncan Keith, Big Buff, and Shea Weber.
Yeah.
And in goal, I had Dubnyk.
Dubs,
and then Crawford.
Did you see the go ahead.
And
Coach Q. Did you see Sunday whenever the Sharks lost to the Blackhawks? Did you see it went to overtime? It was like Coach Q was like, they need a commercial break, okay. And Kane hopped there with the boards, and then boom, it was like he came down, Kane, Taves, score, game over.
Well, Coach Q is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it was
like, okay, we played 3 minutes, everyone got their money's worth, did everyone get their money? Okay, Kane, you go out there and score.
Well, you know what, I told this story long ago, 2 years ago when Kings won it all, and remember they knocked Chicago out in that epic series. And my buddy was in Vegas watching the finals, Kings against the Rangers. And some guy was sitting behind him and making all these comments. Here's what they should have done. Here's what they ought to do. They'd say, he looks around. He was like, who is this? It was Coach Q. He's on vacation in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he was telling everybody in the bar what they should have done.
Oh, my God. You know, he was just licking his lips to play the Rangers, too.
Yeah, right?
You know. Yeah. That would be a good series. I think Chicago would have won that one, too.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Speaking of the Kings.
All right. It's Pacific Division. Here we go. You want to go first? You go first.
All right. I'll go first. We have a forward. We have the great Jeff Carter.
Oh, man.
Jeff Carter deserves it. He played amazing. From Vancouver, I took Hanson from Vancouver. You can't split the – I'm not bringing both Sedins. Everyone else has played pretty much garbage. So I think I like Hanson. He's a good one. From Edmonton – I want to have one of those things where, like, I want McDavid to know that I would have picked him. He's a good young kid, but you're out. Leon Draisaitl.
Wow.
Hall's playing good right now, but Leon came in like a ball of fire, and I love that kid. Big shoulder. Love the guy.
Yeah.
Johnny Hockey, of course. Oh, you know, it was funny. I also have Taylor Hall. I'm sorry, I did pick Taylor Hall. You know, it was funny. I scratched out Luch and I put Taylor Hall. I'm not playing favorites.
Yeah, it could have been Luch. Luch is having a good year.
He's having a good year. I just think it'd be fun that Taylor Hall's got some wheels. Six is Kopitar, and seven is Joe Pavelski, Little Joe.
Little Joe, man.
Little Joe playing tough. So yeah. Kopitar out there and Carter lead your Kings along with now this defense. You talk about. You know, I think the Central has some good D with Keith, Bufflin, and Weber. How about this? Doughty, Brett Burns, and Oliver Ekman-Larsson.
Yep.
I mean, you're talking about putting the puck in the net. Doughty, Ekman, and Ekman-Larsson. And for your goaltenders, because I didn't want to give any forwards on the Ducks any love because none of them deserved it. John Gibson.
Wow.
And Johnny Quick. Your coach, of course, Mr. Sutter.
Well, okay. We'll say I've got Kopi at the top of my list for the forwards.
Yes.
Johnny Hockey. Tomas Hertl.
Ah!
Because you know I love him.
You do love him. When they get the computer out and you see like Kopitar has like 4,200,029 votes and then they go down, they get the bottom Tomas Hertl like three his
three
mom
votes.
His dad
and me
and Fraser Smith.
I'm always gonna vote for him.
Connor McDavid.
You know, I know he's been hurt.
Yeah,
but I did think he got off to a great start.
Amazing. He made my team, but I'm giving Leon his sweater. You know. Because he's hurt.
Yeah, and he's coming back now, and I think he'll play great. Okay, you know, I should have picked Jeff Carter. I don't know what I was thinking, but I didn't. I picked Corey Perry.
There you go. Well, you know, he's another guy. You know, you want to see Corey Perry's fun. He's great.
I mean,
you know.
I think he's great. Yeah. I think the Ducks have just been off.
He'll wake up,
and he'll wake up and have a good year. And then
I'll tell you one thing. Not to get the last thing that the West wanted though. Was the last thing anyone in the West went would have been to Tortorella to go there.
Oh, yeah.
If Tortorella would have pissed off Perry and Getzlaff, it'd be over.
No, that
would yeah. I mean, it really – Getzlaff and Perry go out there taking people's knees and cheap-shotting people. I mean, it would be over.
That's a good thing that didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, woo.
Yeah, that would have been bad. All right, then you're really not going to like this, but I picked both of the Sedins. You can't separate them, right? You can't.
No, you can't. Well, you know what? They're not having bad years.
No. I looked at their numbers. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
And you really can't. It's against the law to separate them.
I don't think you're allowed.
Yeah. So I picked them both, and those are my forwards.
Ian Bagg approved your picks.
He probably would. Although I don't know if he likes them, but you know.
Oh, he loves them. Yeah.
Defense was exactly the same as yours. I had Doughty. How are you not going to pick Doughty?
Yeah.
Ekman-Larsson and Burns.
I tell you, the hardest thing to do was not put Domi or the Duke in the forwards.
Yeah,
because Oliver Ekman-Larsson is not my pick because he's the only guy on Arizona that deserved that. You had to pick one. Ekman-Larsson is that good.
He is that good.
He's that good. He earns it on his own right. Like he belongs on that team on his own.
He absolutely does. You're right. Very talented player. All right, in goal, Quickie. And how about this, Cam Talbot?
Oh, look at you.
What was I doing?
I picked Gibson. Hey, yeah. Boudreau might not put Gibson in game, but
but you will. I like Gybson too. Yeah. He's good.
He'll be the one in the All-Star game that Boudreau doesn't start.
But Talbot, Cam Talbot's been taking a lot of shots.
He's taking,
and he's done pretty well. Yeah, I like him, man. And the coach, of course, Daryl Sutter.
Daryl Sutter.
What are you gonna do? Got to pick him.
Yeah. Well, this was a fun one. I hope this made everybody happy.
Man, I enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
The tricky part is picking someone from every team. Because obviously, you know, in the Central, you could load up and pick, you know, almost all Blackhawks.
Exactly. I think it's funny that I felt bad about leaving Saad and Lucic off, and here you called me out. I didn't have Yager on her.
Yeah, come on, man.
But
wow.
I think it was not in my own defense, but it was really right. When he said he didn't want to go.
Well, he said he didn't want to play.
Yeah, but still, I should make him go. I should make him go.
Yeah,
Yags.
He deserves to go.
Yeah,
and look at the numbers he's put up this year, at age what, 43?
Oh yeah, I mean,
unbelievable.
His pass the other night was ridiculous. And what's funny is, and you guys are my witness, where you were filming this or taping this at my house. We just took we're having the puck off Christmas party, and we just took the puck off Christmas photo. And I hope you can see that Yager is on top of my tree. It's not a joke.
Nope, that's Yager.
Right?
He's up there.
Well, I might have a 10-foot Yager. I mean.
That's why he said he didn't want to play in the All-Star break. He had to be on top of your tree.
Yeah, it's an action figure, Johnny.
Yeah.
We'll take a closer picture and then post it.
Okay, yeah. No, I think I'll do that. Yeah, well, actually, I should have Johnny do it because I was waiting for you to take the picture because I don't know how to take pictures with lights. You know, I was working with Dino, the great Dean Del Rey.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I'll take your picture on stage. You take mine. I'm like, okay. He take my picture. It looks like it's done by Andy Leibovitz. I take his picture. He's like, what happened? I don't know what I'm doing.
Not fair.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, this is our pick, so feel free to tweet and debate and scream at us.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun because
we want debate.
We want to have something that you guys can talk about and something to listen to. Because we're thinking about you over the Christmas break.
We want you to know that. And, you know, this is an interesting format, the new All-Star format. You know, and it makes it tricky to pick.
It makes the game a must-watch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, before, it's like, the All-Star game was Saturday. Oh, yeah, I was doing whatever. Now it's like.
It's got something tied to it.
You got to watch it.
Kind of like the baseball when they switched their All-Star thing. All of a sudden it means home court advantage or home field advantage, and you know, all of a sudden it meant something.
Absolutely. And this special episode is brought to you by Pro Hockey News and Yulee's Tobacco Company.
Both still, top of the line.
Top of the line, still sponsoring us over the Christmas break. We love them. And read up and smoke up.
You know, while you're reading the Pro Hockey News, you can be smoking a stick from Yulee's.
Exactly. They all tie in together. What we need now is to have Crown Royal sponsor us.
That's all we need. One-stop shopping.
One-stop shop. All right. I think your team's better than mine. But you know, that's the way it goes. You went.
Well,
little,
you know, thank. I don't know. I think that
any team that Yager's on is the better.
You gotta love. Yeah. Iggy, maybe that's a sentimental pick.
No, well, yeah, Iggy, you know, I just want to do Shane, but you're right, Iggy's
Iggy. And let's see, what else did I question in my stuff? Well, the Sedins, I wasn't sure if I should pick both of them.
Well, they,
but you can't not
well,
they, pick.
Well, if you want to get technical, Vancouver's the worst team at 3-on-3 this season.
Are they?
Yeah, which is weird because you'd think the Sedins would have that mental telepathy.
You'd think.
But they're not as quick. And I guess some of it's on Miller. Most of it's probably on their defensemen, probably not, you know.
But their numbers are good.
Yeah. You know, their first 60 minutes are good.
And the other pick that I know you would question is, and you wouldn't have questioned this a few years ago, but Sid. You know, I still had to pick him because – to me, he still has the most potential. We know he hasn't been playing up to his usual old self, but still potentially. And in those big games, I still remember how he took control.
Yeah,
in that Team Canada game.
That's what he's not doing.
Against Russia.
He's missing open nets. He's missing passes. He's missing passes on his tape or rolling off.
Well, remember that game against the Russians where they needed that goal?
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm taking it.
I mean,
that was the old Sid.
Steve Burns, right. I'm like a jilted lover. And the thing is, like everyone, all the Flyer fans attack me. Everyone attacks me all the time. My love is Sid, and Sid's this, and Sid's that. It's almost like I get tired of defending.
Well,
I get tired of
You do have a point. He isn't playing like he used to, no matter how you slice it.
Right.
But as I said, I read something recently where they polled a lot of the top NHL players, and they still said top players said they thought he was still the best.
Oh, sure. I mean, you're going to want
talent.
You're going to want it on your team. I just think in today's day and age with the salary cap, when I see a guy not producing at $10 million, I say let's get three guys that can.
Yeah.
It's more that. If there was no salary cap, I would never even think about bashing Sid. I mean, I would be mad the way he's playing, but I would never be like, trade him, because who cares what he's paying?
But if you were
Barkle's a billionaire. He owns Safeway.
Right, right. Yeah, right.
Hey, raise the price of milk. I don't care.
Yeah.
Pay Sid.
Well, okay. And, you know?
The other thing I question is,
do you think there's a chance for him to turn it around and start playing like the old Sid?
The old Sid? I don't know, dude. He was so great. The old Sid is, I think, come and gone. Sid of last season, Sid, when he. You know, was almost won the scoring title, whatever, the 80 points, down year for everybody, but he still, you know, like, still, yeah, I think that. Sid being money and clutch and, you know, leading the league in everything, and, oh, my God, Sid bursts in, you know, 5 points here, you know, I don't think.
You think those days are done?
I think those days are done, but, you know, let's have him come back. The only pick I did not like of all your picks was I would not pick Claude Giroux for anything. I did. I was trying to be charitable. It's the holiday season. I put on my team because I'm like, oh, please, Wayne Simmons, get hot. And so Wayne Simmons got a couple goals this week. I'm like, okay, Wayne's on the team.
That made your day. Well, I had to go with him. Giroux, to me, I know you don't like him, but he is a good player.
He's a very good player. He's a great player. I just think he whines just as much as Crosby. But
yeah,
Crosby takes the rap.
But I had to get a Flyer in there.
You had to.
Could have been Wayne Simmons. You're right. But I had to go with Claude Giroux.
God, how great is Wayne Simmons, though?
Pretty cool, man.
He really is.
I like Simmons because he's tough, too.
He's tough. He's a great power play performer. He's a leader. Yeah. He's wearing the A. You know, and you know what's really funny is, you picked Perry. No Perry and Getzlaf.
That might have not been a great pick for me.
But unimaginable that
we would be questioning it.
Yeah.
Because he is a great player.
Can you imagine last year at this time us not picking Getzlaf and Perry?
You'd have to pick them both. Last year, yeah.
Unimaginable.
But I think Jeff Carter's having a lot better year over at the
Kings. Oh, Carter. I mean, Carter's it keeps up this pace. Carter would get an MVP consideration.
I don't know why I didn't have him in here. But I had to put a duck. And, I do think Corey Perry's got a lot of skills.
Yeah, and he's not played as bad as Getzlaf. He's, you know.
Yeah,
He has not played as bad as Getzlaf. But they've all played terrible.
And I don't think you can argue with Kopi.
No. And the good news is I hear he's pretty much that terms and money, length of contract and money are pretty much worked out. Now there's just little tweaks.
Oh, they're going to sign him.
About, no trades. Clause, what the clause is, and stuff like that.
You got to sign him.
Yeah.
There's no other way. All right, well, we have a very special guest.
Yeah,
pop in,
a very special guest. She's making her yearly holiday appearance. My daughter, Isabella LeBou. How are you?
Good.
And we're picking all-star teams. Who would you say has been the best? Oh, there you go. Hiccuping. Perfect.
That's perfect.
Just a pro.
Yeah.
So who do you think's been, since you have your favorite team, who do you think's been the best player? She's like her daddy, her Penguins, and she loves the Penguins and the Kings.
And the Kings, yeah.
Who do you think has been the best Penguin so far this year?
Kunitz.
Oh. She knows what's up.
No Gino, no Flower?
Well, I mean, Gino did makes really good. Everyone wants to be like Gino last night because he toughened up.
Yeah.
He really did.
Yeah.
And he's made some amazing goals this year, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but and no Flower. You've always been a big Flower fan. No, you don't let. So no Flower.
I mean, he is hurt.
Oh,
ah,
right.
See,
throwing, yeah,
she,
okay.
You can't fool her.
No, can't fool you. And so why Kunitz though? Why you love Kunitz?
123 hits in 30 games.
Whoa!
Wow!
Doing your homework.
That is it. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Very good.
Hey, I have to break into the hockey talk for a second to ask her about her drum kit that she got for Christmas.
I call it the Ruby.
The what? The Ruby? And why is that?
Well, I mean, it's ruby, like ruby gem. It's the color, and it reminds me of my dog.
Your dog, Ruby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. So you love drumming.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Good for you. That's a good Christmas gift, Dad.
No, you're. Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I am a good dad.
Yeah,
I'm
you
a good
are.
Dad. I teach her the right things: rock and roll and hockey. What is your who would be your king all-star this year? Kopitar or Quickie or who?
Everyone's got to love Dustin Brown.
Dustin Brown.
She likes Dusty.
My daughter likes the hard, she likes the third line checkers.
She likes those hitters, man.
Yeah, she likes the hitters. She likes Captain Dusty. Yep. Yeah. And why do you like Dusty Brown so much?
He's really cool.
Yeah.
He's cool.
He is cool.
Very good. And have you been to a couple games this year?
Yes, LA versus the Penguins.
Of course you went to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who do you root for since you like the Kings and the Pens?
Well, Pens are first, so Pens.
There you go, just like Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. And how do you think the Kings are looking this year?
Really good.
They do look good. Do you like Milan Lucic? And how about Jonathan Quick, the goalie?
Yep. He's really good. No one can defeat him.
He is very good.
Remember we were watching Luch warming up, and you were going, Luch, you were waving to him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Luch, I think he shot one at us because we were like, he stayed out the latest. And then we're like, Luch. And he shot one at the net, but we were like right behind the net.
Sweet.
And it was like right at us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
we love you guys were up there. Yeah, that's great. Well, you picked two good teams there. And how do you think the Kings will do?
I think very well. Very well. They made tons of wins and are going to make it.
Yeah. You think they're going to beat the Blackhawks?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
You're on the record now. We'll bring you back for summer vacation. We'll know if we're at the parade or we either go to the parade or we don't.
We don't, but Boo made a nice choice there.
Yeah, Boo likes Boo likes the Kings parades. Boo,
you guys went to the last parade, didn't you?
We went to the original parade.
Yeah.
We didn't go the second year. I was out of town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I actually watched them win. I was in New York when they beat the Rangers, actually.
Uh-huh.
But I was there for the first win.
You went to that parade. That must have been cool.
Yeah,
right?
That was really awesome. That was really awesome. I was there when they won the cup. We talked about that. But, well, thank you, Isabella. And you have anything to say to the fans?
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
There you go.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Happy New
Year. She'll be the next Pia Tuscadero.
She could
King
be.
Singer.
Yeah, with that voice, come on.
Wouldn't that be nice? Get your old man free tickets.
That's all Dad wants.
Exactly.
Hook me up.
All right. Well, that's been our Holiday Edition show. Hope you guys had a nice break. And we'll be back next episode with all the bells and whistles and probably a super huge guest, hopefully. And if not, it'll just be me and Frazier. But I hope everyone has a great New Year. Remember, don't drink and drive. Call a cab. Get
you are where for New Year?
With Mr. Burr and Paul Verzi downtown at the Orpheum.
What a great gig.
Yes, it's going to be
beautiful theater.
It's going to be awesome. And then you're going to be in
Arizona
with Paul Rodriguez.
Paul Rodriguez at the Laugh Factory in Phoenix.
That's going to be so much fun.
That'll be fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We wish you all a Happy New Year. We love the Puck Off fans. Let's have a big year this next year. And for Joe Bartnick and for Boo, this is Frazier Smith and Johnny Benz.
Yes.
We are out.